Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dean Summers, Sports Radio 101.9 FM, and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you, and how you be at 6:30 and 30 seconds to go right along with it on Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, and you there. Peter Hoffman, Connor Green, there on the... That's the most extensive green I've ever given. And you know from the 1-877-337-6666, it's going to be the Marathon Schmooze right up until the Nets. And the pregame, 7:15, right here on your fan, New York City.
Well, today I'd like to talk about the month of February, where there's going to be a lot more action.
What month comes next after January? February.
It's as though your brain is saying, this is so boring. Give me anything, something new.
Can we live through February?
Score, competition score, 224.63.
He looks very confident. Just finished last season 12th of the Viper Championships. Oh, he saw that coming.
He has no trouble in getting the elevation, does he?
That is unbelievable.
Well, just when we get through telling you how tough it is to get it close to this hole, Tiger shows us how it's done.
Devin Mazie rides tougher. Look at that bull reach back. That'd bother most Cowboys, but not this guy today. Not on the final round of the Canadian Finals Rodeo. Got him reared into his hand. Look out, Cowboy. Whoa, here come the bullfighters.
Here we go with the Daytona 500.
Oh, baby, anticipation.
Checkered flag waving. It's over. It's Earnhardt.
It's boring. You're boring, everybody. Quit boring, everyone!
Boredom, though, can kill you.
February! February!
Lost in a February song.
I think we're overdoing the boredom motif in this conversation.
And February emailed me earlier today, said, can you play it one more time? That production piece, I only got one more day, so listen. How could I say no? So tonight, in 25 words or more, we would like to combine the combine with the shift, shifting over to the shift after we combine both these two together as one. If you catch my drift with the shift and the combine, well, the combine, of course, is where lots of very big and tall and fast and strong young men will gather, where you can measure them with every single number, every metric, every analytic known to man and womankind. What the combine doesn't tell you is who can play football and who cannot. So even though you know he's a stud from college, and even though you know he's faster than a speeding bullet, and even though you know he can leap tall buildings in a single bound, the stud from IOU may turn out to be a dud between the lines. Baseball has war. The NBA has the Warriors. Football needs a warrior going to war every Sunday. Here's what it comes down to with the combine, what you really can't measure. Somebody's heart. Somebody's determination, somebody's will to win. So when you hear he's a stud, could be a dud. When you hear he's a can't miss, he can. Oh, he's a rock, he can block, then turns out to be a flop. So the crapshoot is what we look forward to this coming weekend, and that is the combine, much like free agency, much like the draft itself. All a crapshoot, much like hiring a GM. So here was General Patton of the New York Football Giants earlier today talking about instincts. Instincts. So far, he needs, how you say in the trade, to get a little bit better with the instincts. And stinks was the season for the New York Football Giants last year. General Gettleman not coming off as a successful General Patton. And yes, Eli is going to be the quarterback. What shocking news! And yes, the Atomic Blonde is not going to be traded. What shocking news! And yes, General Patton needs another quarterback, but he's probably not going to get one until a later round. And right now, you're not sure what Gettleman is going to do because he's not sure either. The New York Jets, look at the money they have. Look at what they can flash with the large and very almost, what is it, almost $100 million to spend. The New York Jets will combine at the combine with free agency, the combine, and the draft, hoping to build a wall in front of Sam Darnold, hoping to provide weapons for Sam Darnold, and a hope to provide weapons going after quarterbacks not named Sam Darnold. Here's what the New York Jets will not find at the combine. Two players by the name of Bell and Brown. Now, if you allow me, we're going to go from the combine and shift on over to the shift. Yesterday, and we were talking about this at the end of the program we had from yesterday. Yesterday, it was decided by callers that to speed up the game of baseball, and you know my thinking, if you want to reinvent the wheel, then go out and reinvent the wheel. But there are those who want to speed up the game of baseball, and we figured that here's how you can do this. A, hire faster players. B, outlaw wristbands and all adjustments with what you have on your wrist. C, keep batters in the batter's box. And D, keep the shift. Since having all but one shifting over to the other side of the infield will cut down on hits and runs, producing more outs and more 1-2-3 innings and quicker games. And know this, the shift is nothing new.
We shift the guys sometimes, other times we don't. Sometimes if you got a guy on second.
Well, if you see old Annie, better give her a lift. Cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift.
Chopped into the shift, and it's Sandoval to second for one, to first for two. So that'll go 5-6-3. Don't see that every day.
I don't know the last time I've seen a four-man infield on the right side.
And the ball will be hit into the shift. They get an out, it's only because of that shift. And they do!
Cause Annie's been working on a midnight shift.
Pulls one into the shift. Campbell from the right side throws it out. Eric Campbell overlapped to the right side, about 50 feet into the outfield.
Shifting one side or another. First time I heard it as a kid, of course, you go back to Ted Williams had destroyed the Indians. That's when Lou Boudreau came up with the idea, let's stack the right side of the infield.
Into ground ball, base hit into right field. They had him shifted up the middle.
2-2 is hit into the shift. Aaron Hill, Ahmed at second, and they roll the double play.
If there's guys in scoring position and there's a hole over there, I'm going for it every time. So, you know, if they want to keep doing that, that's fine with me. I always told you guys the shift gives you more hits than it takes away.
His last time up, he hit it to the second baseman on the left side of the infield. This time, he hit it through the right side against the shift.
Brother, that is ain't no ifs, cause Annie's been a-working on a midnight shift.
Something we've talked about, you know, they put a shift on you.
Slow ground ball right side into the ownership. Espinosa in right field has it. Throw to Moore.
Now we're going to be shifting over to your calls. I don't even like the shift. It takes away. I mean, you have a position. You should be playing it. Am I a traditionalist? Am I old school? I'm old and I went to school, so there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.